Pennsylvania has more than 1,000 separate law enforcement agencies, and until now, they each made their own rules for how witnesses identify suspects in a lineup. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that today, the Pennsylvania District Attorney's Association issued recommendations to standardize the process and avoid false convictions.
Give a witness 6 or 8 pictures. Ask them which one, if any, shows the person they saw committing a crime. It sounds easy, but a lot can go wrong without any rules, says chairman of the Pennsylvania District Attorney's Association, Tom Hogan, from Chester County.
I once saw a case where they included the suspect's brother in the identification panel. And not surprisingly, it was hard to tell the two of them apart.
Relying on a faulty eyewitness ID process can have dire consequences, he says.
You could end up convicting the wrong person. You could also end up failing to convict the right person.
According to Criminal Justice Watchdog Association, the Innocence Project, more than 75% of convictions later overturned by DNA evidence relied on faulty eyewitness testimony. Over the last 2 years, district attorneys across Pennsylvania talked with experts and police officers about how to standardize the process, and they came up with a list of instructions and best practices. The biggest takeaway, says Hogan, is to make sure the person showing the photos to the witness doesn't know enough about the case to influence the outcome.
That way, there's no bias, no prejudice involved by the administrator of the test.
Policy director with the Innocence Project, Rebecca Brown, says these protocols don't go quite far enough to ensure accuracy. One key component that's missing is having witnesses say just how confident they are in their selection when they pick a suspect. She says that can help officers avoid building a case around a shaky witness. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.